what's up? Welcome to the Sparks Show. I'm Sparks. That is Pike. We are here to talk about Worst Wednesday. What is that? That's where we take something on Wednesdays and we say, what's the five worst things of the blank blank subject? Okay. And we've done like worst ways to die. What else have we done? You did like breakfast food, which you were fucking way off on. I remember that. Yeah. You're like, I hate waffles. I'm like, I don't want to talk to you anymore. So this is our way to break it down. However, it's a little bit different today there, Pike, right? I do want to mention this. Yeah, it is different. We are currently doing a giveaway right now. Woohoo! That's right. So make sure you check out the description because we are giving away this killer drum head signed by a bunch of bands. This is the Uproar Tour 2010 drum head. It's signed, framed. It's awesome. The list of the bands and everyone who has signed it and everything, it's over there in the link in the description. So all you have to do is click on the description below if you want to win. Yeah, it takes you to the website, sparksradio.com, and you just fill out stuff. It's like three steps. It's super easy. No purchase necessary and that kind of stuff. So hit it up. It's in the description if you want that. Just want to say that before we jump in on five worst places to meet your parents. I almost forgot that, but I had a dig. Five worst places to meet your parents, Pike.
Like run into them?
Yeah, like where's the worst place to like, oh shit, my parents. Okay, we're going to come up with this on the fly, but I've also asked you for your help. You can always chime in there as well. Facebook.com/SparksRadio. That's where I put the question up. We got a lot of comments. Pike, do you want to try to guess what people commented here?
Yeah, I'm going to guess just right off the bat. There's a lot of sex stuff.
Yes.
Because that's obvious.
Yeah.
Like a divorce lawyer's office?
No, that was not even on the list.
Oh, that'd be tough.
That'd be tough.
A tough way to find out.
Yeah. You're getting divorced, and they're getting divorced.
Yeah, you're there for whatever reason. Your whole fucking family's falling apart right there in that office.
It's got to be on the list, dude. Divorce attorney. Yes. It's like, by the way, I left. Yeah. And then there's also like an emancipation lawyer in there. So they're getting rid of you as a son. You're like, oh, no.
CPS shows up and if you had a kid, they're taking him now.
Yeah, it's you and your soon to be ex-wife. Your mom and dad are splitting up, but they're like, look, we can't agree on anything with each other nowadays. We're calling it quits. Oh my God, that's awful, mom and dad. I can't believe that. Yeah, also, the one thing we can agree on is that we hate you as a son. The reason why we're filing for divorce, we decided to just completely, emancipate ourselves.
It's disbanded, yes.
God, that is amazing. That'd be funny. Yeah. So great. They're like, next stop, the orphanage to get ourselves a new child.
The orphanage.
Yeah.
You just go pick one out. Like a freaking dog.
Yes, man. I watched the movie Annie. I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
I suppose.
That is not on the list. No.
Okay. Where else would you not want to see your parents? Any sort of, like I said, sex activity. I don't know. Yeah. Like an orgy.
There's a lot of, there's like sex parties, orgies, strip clubs.
You know, they don't call them orgies anymore. No, it's called a genital jamboree. is what I've heard. That's like the correct term now.
That's the PC way to say it.
Orgy's like outdated and offensive.
A genital jamboree.
It's so fun.
It sounds like, someone's going to be playing a banjo, a jug, and then shtucking it to your mom while you're there. It's awful. Yeah, no thanks. I don't want to go to the genital jamboree. Let's see here. We have a lot. Here we go. So we have a lot of that kind of stuff. I mean, yes, obviously a sex party. You don't want to see your parents having sex ever. And then if you're like at one of those, you don't want to be in that either. Oh, hold on. There's a child who's entered the room. Hello.
Oh, good. Let's continue the discussion on genital jamborees.
Yes. Papi? Yeah.
We're gonna go get Chick-fil-A.
Really? You're gonna go get Chick-fil-A? There's a plug for Chick-fil-A. That's okay, great.
They're going to get it without you?
Are you going to get it without me? No. No. All right, thank you, bud. No, no, I'm doing a show right now.
No.
I'm entertaining millions.
No. You're gonna come.
I can't. I'm talking to Pike. Look, I'm talking to Pike.
We can finish this later. If you gotta go get Chick-fil-A.
No, it's fine. And okay, go ahead. All right, there they go.
What a rascal. Both of them?
Yeah, I think my wife just threw him the keys and I'm like, yeah, go ahead. Bring it back with a full tank kind of a thing. So
funny.
Let me write this down. I'm going to edit that out. That's 6 minutes in.
Ah.
More work for Poppy. All right.
Poppy.
Edit. All right. Where were we? Oh, yeah, the General Jamboree. Yes, I wouldn't want to. Yeah, the sex party would be like the worst place to see your parents. You know what I mean? Because
it would be. Although it's like, well, you know, they're finding new ways to keep their sex life going. No, you don't like that? Okay.
I grew up in a household where that doesn't ever get talked about. Thank God. Like, sex is not an existent thing in my house. Where I grew up, my parents never talked about it. Never mentioned it once. Very strict Catholic household. So, no. That is like, we were talking about therapy a couple episodes ago, and that is probably some deep-seated therapy sessions for me, where I'm like, no, don't talk about that. Ah! You know, and then run away, just because it was never prevalent in my home. Was it for you? Did you ever get to talk?
No, no, I would say it's kind of like you. Didn't talk about it. And, well, you know, there was nothing to say. Unless you were going to get me when I was like 5 years old. You learned everything in school. Probably not the correct way, but you still learned about it.
Yeah, now, exactly.
Do I think they were having genital jamborees when I was away for the weekend? I don't know. What did I find? I think I found condoms once. And looking back, I'm confused because, you know, my parents were well into their 40s at that point. I'm like, what are you guys doing condoms for?
Genital jamboree went down at Pike's place.
That's the only explanation you would need an actual condom is if you were inviting over, you know, friends, different friends.
That's brutal, man. That is brutal. That is awful. All right. So, number one, divorce. Number two, genital jamboree. Worst places to run into your parents. Dude, I hope nobody finds this notebook. It's just the scribblings of a madman. It's like divorce, genital jamboree. On this side, it's like worst ways to die. Eating alive. Horse dick.
It's like your manifesto before you commit some horrible crime.
Yeah, exactly. That's just
they find that,
scribbled
well, that explains it. He was nuts. He was out of his fucking mind.
That was a nut bar. All right, so the divorce, genital jamboree. Let's see what other people sounded off here on Facebook. We've got sperm bank. I mean, that's a pretty bad place.
What's going on there? You're just donating sperm?
Yeah, because then if you see your dad donating sperm too, you know what I mean? And you're mom's holding his hand or something, you're gonna be like, wait a minute, how many more brothers do I have out there, you know, or sisters? What's going on?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, but then why are you there too?
Ah, good point. Okay, that doesn't make the list. I'm gonna say I like this one. I thought this was a pretty good one. Your drug dealer's house. Now, would that make you happy or sad? Because
it depends on what kind of drugs. If we're talking just like marijuana, then it'd be like, oh, all right, you know, cool. But yeah, if you were like both trying to get some heroin, it'd be pretty depressing.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. See, my parents were never the ones that were like, oh, yeah, as long as you're doing it in the house, then it's fine. You know, and my parents were never like that. They're always like, are you 21? No, get your fucking friends out of here. You know what I mean? The same thing. Yeah. And that's how I'm going to be as a parent. I'm like, I always tell, I tell my wife all the time. I'm like, I'm not a friend. I'm not a, some cool dad. No, I'm his or her, because I have one of each. I'm their dad. You're their mom. You're a parental figure.
Yeah.
And it's not until you're an adult that you can start, you know, going, okay, we're moving this into more of an advisory role. You know, right now it's like, this is the way it is. You don't like it, tough shit. You know, that's how I was raised. And I think I don't know. That's the only way I know how.
I don't know, man. Your three-year-old just walked in the room and told you that you were getting Chick-fil-A for dinner.
No, he said,
he told you what the plan was. And it's fast food, bitch.
They were going to go get it. They were on their way to go get it. They were going to go get it themselves. I think he's getting a milkshake, but you're right. No, that's a good point. Kids will railroad you. They will just steamroll whatever plan you have if you just let them. So, and I think a lot of people are like, why am I arguing with a child? No, fuck that. I'm going to go with absolutely drug dealer's house. That would be a terrifying place. We'll just say heroin. Then you know your parents are on heroin too and it's bad. Okay. Right. So let's say dealer house.
Even I would draw the line, even if they were getting like mushrooms or cocaine would be kind of the limit for me. Like if they were throwing an orgy back home and they wanted to provide some party cocaine.
Yeah. Dude, I've never even seen my parents drunk. Like really? I would never. Yeah, no. See, that's what I mean. That's the kind of parent I'm going to be. And I'm not, I know my parents are human and they have flaws and I'm not saying that, you know, I'm like, mom and dad, I can't believe it. They had too much to drink. You know, I'm not like this guy. I know that it happens, but they're just responsible people. And I've always held them to that standard of like, they know they have their shit together. They have their life. They have everything. If I saw my parents buying mushrooms, which they would never, my parents would never do ever.
Sure.
Or any kind of drug ever, you know, clearly. But that's why I think it would be like, who are you? You've destroyed my who you are in my head is totally different. Yeah.
Yeah. How'd you hide that? Yes. Yeah. My parents aren't doing drugs either, but they have been drunk, more often than not. So. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I know. There's a lot of people who are like, I smoke weed with my mom all the time. I'm like, what? You know, what are you talking about?
Yeah, it's wild.
It's wild.
The thing is, though, I don't even drink with my parents because, like, you know, I have three parents and I'm like three for three and having alcoholic parents. So now it's to the point where they don't drink. If they are drinking, it's a problem. Right. So I'll never get to like casually have a beer with my dad or my mom because if they're having one, it's like, all right, let's go to the fucking rehab, you know?
God damn it. Oh, I didn't know that. That's awful.
That's all right. I felt comfortable on this podcast that
that's nice.
We can share that.
Mm, yeah. That's nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. That's tough, man.
I threw my stepmom in there. That's the third.
Okay. I was saying, how do you have three? I thought you were talking about like your father-in-law, your mother-in-law in there as well. I thought you were throwing
actually
them.
How I was conceived was during a genital jamboree.
Okay.
They couldn't figure out who was who. So they just decided to co-parent.
Yeah.
We were all just as responsible. So,
okay. So worst place to run into your parents. We've got a drug dealer house, genital jamboree and, lawyer's office essentially is what it's come down to. This one I think probably takes the cake though. Sarah on Facebook says glory hole, which would be like, dude.
What?
That is, yeah, because how do you run into them? Like, on either side, you don't want that. Like, that's the worst.
Well, that's the beauty of a glory hole is you don't know who is on the other side. So how are you finding this out? Is there a line? Like, are you on one side and your dad's in line behind you?
But either way, I don't know how you would figure it out. You figured it out, though, and that's the worst part. Like, you just see a dick come through. You're like, Dad?
Have you heard this one comedian? I forget who it was. Has a joke, a story about a glory hole at this, like, porn shop where he goes in and there's one guy working. And he goes down and he's like, what's this down here? And the guy goes, oh, it's a glory hole. So he goes down there, sticks his dick in, does the whole glory hole thing, comes back up, and he's like, so who's down in there? And the guy working's like, you see any other cars in the parking lot?
Oh, for God's sake. What an awful joke.
Yeah.
That is awful. All right. Funny. Well, that's got to be, that's okay. That's on the list. No doubt.
No, yeah.
Jesus Christ. I'm getting, this is the worst conversation. This is the worst. Why did I put this question up there?
What's something not X-rated?
Yeah.
That would be like.
Colin wrote Ohio, which I think is pretty funny. Worst place funny. To run to your parents.
What are you doing here?
Yeah. Yeah. Find that out. Let's see. Let's see. This guy says on West Wing when Charlie runs into President Bartlett outside Zoe's room. Like, what is that? That's his answer? What are you talking about?
That's so weird. I love it.
Yeah.
I don't get the reference, of course, but.
Yeah. It's a West Wing reference. A show that was on 20 years ago, and this guy's so into the show, he knows. Nude Beach, Jury Duty, these are all pretty good.
Jury Duty, what?
That'd
be kind of funny, I don't know.
Oh, wait, so you're in the jury, they're in the jury, and you're like, you're the person being convicted of a crime? Like, oh my God, that'd be brutal.
I feel like they might weed you out, though.
Yeah, you're not going to be in there, yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of like this one. On Vacation. I don't know. Like, it depends on the vacation, but I feel like if I ran into my parents, I don't know. I mean, honeymoon, maybe.
Yeah, because you're not going to just run into them. Then you feel like obligated to. If you're at the same resort or something, like now you got to go get dinner. You got to hang out. Not what you wanted to be doing.
That's a great point. Yeah. I don't know if that's the worst way, though. I mean, definitely,
oh, God, no.
You know, this guy, Ryan West, who I used to do a podcast with, he says robbing different graves at the same graveyard, which I don't
understand. That also feels like a bonding experience.
I feel like, dude, if you're both robbing graves and you look over and your parents are robbing a grave.
Just digging away.
I'm going to write that down, dude. That's way worse. Glory Hole and then graveyard robbing. All right, let's go with this. Okay, here's our list. Let's whittle this down. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, yeah, 5. Okay, here we go. Let's put them in order, okay?
Okay.
We've got divorce, genital jamborees, drug dealer's house, a glory hole, and a graveyard. And I think there's enough of a difference between glory hole and a genital jamboree. I do.
I would agree. Yes.
All right. So what do you think? You put it in order. Starting with number 5, what is the least worst out of that list?
I would go with the graveyard one. Because I, like I said, that kind of feels like that would be funny. I'd be like, oh, you got to be kidding me. You guys too?
All right, so number 5 in the worst ways to run into your parents, or I'm sorry, worst places to run into your parents, you have robbing a grave. Okay, so you got
yes,
graveyard robbing. What do you got for number 4?
I'm gonna go with glory hole.
Number 4 is glory hole. Whoa, okay. Got it.
I don't know. It would be weird, but also you're at a glory hole, so. I don't know. I feel like at that point you don't care about much.
I don't know, dude. Okay. What do you got? We got drug dealer house, genital jamboree, or lawyer's office, like the
drug
divorce.
Dealer house.
Number 3, drug dealer house.
Yes.
All right. Number 2.
Gotta go with genital jamboree.
Wait a minute.
What? We described the horrible about? Scene of the divorce lawyer's office earlier. That would be the most traumatizing.
So you're getting a divorce and they're getting a divorce. Are we also adding the whole thing that they want to remove you from the family? Is that yeah. part of it? Yeah. Okay, so you're
yeah,
removed.
Freaking salt in the wound. Oh, yeah. They don't want you as their child.
All right, got it. You're the cause of the divorce and they want to remove you, but they're still moving through with it. So here is Pike's 5 worst places to run into your parents. It goes graveyard at number 5. Number 4, a glory hole. Number three, a drug dealer's house. Number two, General Jamboree. And then number one, a lawyer's office. There you have it. That's Pike's. Mine goes like this, Pike. Five worst places to run into your parents. Number one, graveyard robbing. All right, number five, I should say. The bottom, the least worst. Number five, graveyard robbing. Completely sure. Agree. Number four, drug dealer's house. Number three, divorce. Divorce lawyers. I don't care. Remove me from the family. That's fine. Not as bad as number two, which is a genital jamboree. You have ruined my life. Henceforth, I can never do anything. And the number one has to be glory hole. Are you fucking kidding me? If you mistakenly stick your D in there and your mom's on the other side or your dad, are you kidding me? That's the worst thing ever. Well, you're saying that's how you run into them. Or you're all sharing the same side of the wall. Like, no, dude. No. Are you kidding me? Yeah. You're a nutbag. You put the glory hole at four? You sick fuck. What is wrong with you?
Relax. I was not picturing your mom on the other side. I was picturing
or your dad. No.
You're on the same side. You're in line. You turn around. Your dad's there. It's like, oh, hey, dad. What brings you here?
Awful. I don't want any of that. That's the worst thing ever. Nope. I'm sorry. Number one, without a doubt, is that. So there you go. Those are the top five places, top five worst places to run into your parents. Do we miss one? Let us know. Drop a comment, please. Weigh in on it. And while you're there, hit subscribe. Okay. Hit the like button. If you enjoy this, this is Worst Wednesday. It's kind of a special one. We're doing the giveaway. So make sure if you want this, if you're a fan of metal/rock, then you're going to love this Uproar Festival. All the bands that were on there and the rules and everything, how to win this. It's in the link in the description below. So go ahead and look for it. And that's it. That's Pike Taylor Radio on all social media. I'm at Sparks Radio on all social media. That's it for the show. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Make sure you're hitting follow, subscribe, like, whatever. It's just some way to say, hey, love the show. Tell a friend about it. That's really, really awesome. And that's the best thing you could do for us. Any last words there, Pike, or no?
No, I just hope to not run into you at any of those places.
I agree.
Glory hole. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.